NPR's Alex Chadwick has the story of one man's survival of the attack on the World Trade Center.
Tuesday morning, Karan Chopra took the elevator about three-quarters of the way up the south tower of the World Trade Center to his office floor. It was a day of ordinary ritual. Like always, the first thing he did was take his shoes off. Then he looked out his window and noticed a lot of smoke billowing out near the top of the other tower.
We usually see helicopters below us, so we don't think anything abnormal of it. We thought a helicopter hit the building.
Then the air smelled of something burning.
And I turned around and glass came through the window of our building, which had not been hit.
He realized he should get out. He jammed his shoes back on. A voice shouted at everyone to get to the stairs.
And I think it was me who said, which, in, you know, profanity, which stairwell? And then someone said B, a guy who had been there 20 years. I remember his name, Michael Imperiali. And he said, this stairwell.
It was chaotic. They started down, but some didn't realize the true danger.
I think we made it to about the 58th floor when they said the damage has been contained to building number one. Get out and go down the elevators. And for me, I couldn't believe it. People sat down and started making phone calls.
Karan Chopra decided to keep heading down in that stairwell. And then the second plane hit the tower they were in.
When everyone hit the ground in the stairwell, we all hit our knees. And then you smelt just burning screams and dust.
In the stairs, trying to escape, people clasped hands together. With the tower failing, they still had 50 floors to go.
So at the 41st floor, we started to count numbers to play a game so no one would fall, because it was only two abreast in the stairwell. It wasn't wide enough for that many people. So we counted 39, 38, 37, and then when we got to 10, everyone started to cry.
There, Chopra and the others, fleeing down, found rescue workers on their way up.
I remember hugging the firefighter at the last floor and saying, good luck, buddy.
They made it to the ground. Outside, he paused for a minute under a store awning. Scraps of metal rained down.
Then I just thought about running up Church Street. No one was running. And I said, why aren't you running, people? And I said, it was weird. No, everyone stood there and watched. And I just ran to the Tribeca Grand Hotel and then collapsed.
Karan Chopra, a survivor of Tuesday's terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, he'd worked at the Fuji Bank on the 79th floor. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.